This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, so you need to email me a question. I don't know what you're going to ask me. Doesn't have to be political, can be anything you want, but that's tomorrow, baby. All day is your questions. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. That's where you send your email and you send it in now. So I have this theory. You know, we were playing this clip last night. Fox News, they partner with Univision, and they bring in this moderator. Here it was.
Ay, 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 ay.
Oh, sorry, that's the wrong clip. Anyway, here's the Univision lady.
Mental health concerns are not unique to the United States, but gun violence is. The Department of Homeland Security warns that violence against LGBTQ plus people is on the rise and intensifying. According to a recent study...
So I have a theory. It's a theory that's a little dark, but it's a theory I hold strong to the more I thought about it. I've been thinking about it all day today. I've been thinking about how does that even happen? I think there is a portion of the right, I'm talking about the establishment right, not just politicians, media, and otherwise, that is there. You can call it controlled opposition because that's really what it was. That's really what it is. But they are there only to bring you into a soft landing of communism. That's why they're there. It's exactly why they're there. They're going to kind of act like they kind of oppose things, but they're not going to oppose them too far, not in a way that will have any actual meaning at all, nothing with teeth. And then whenever they get a bunch of Republicans to watch a debate, what do? You bring in, what was her name, Chris? Will you find her name so we can give her name? What's her name? Lupe? What was her name? It wasn't, don't say Lupe sounds right. Is that her name? Does anyone know this lady's name? Consuela? All right, well, that's when you bring in Consuela. And she does this during your Republican debate, asking questions to make your people look bad. The only purpose this can serve is if you're trying to hurt your
mental
people.
Mental health concerns are not unique to the United States, but gun violence is.
Yeah, well, too bad these colors don't run. All right, we're moving on. Great Oracle. Why are they hiding Republican debates from everyone? Why are they hiding it on one channel? It used to be on every channel. Look, all this stuff, the TV has changed drastically because of options now. There's all these online options and everything. Why did they get the Republican debate? They probably paid for it. That's why they got the Republican debate. Jesse, I want your opinion on Pence. He's a deep state communist plant in the Republican Party, so on and so forth. Pence. Okay, well, I have a couple thoughts on Pence. I'm not going to tell my Mike Pence story again. We have too much impeachment stuff I want to get to now. I just want to say Mike Pence is a snake, and he's also one of these guys without a sense of humor, so he doesn't need to make jokes like this ever again.
My wife isn't a member of the teachers union, but I got to admit, I've been sleeping with a teacher for 38 years. And so full disclosure.
That just got really uncomfortable. Now, before we wrap up the debate, I owe someone an apology. I was really rude earlier in the show to Doug Burgum. He was up there on the debate stage. I was rude. I made fun of him. And I didn't play any sound from Doug Burgum. So I'm going to play this, then we're going to move on. We're going to get to all the impeachment stuff from today. Here was Doug Burgum from last night.
We have all these questions. We're going to get to you. We're going to come back to you. There's a lot of time.
About child care. Nobody answered the question.
Sir, we will get you some questions, but you're going to have to let us move on. We are going to the border next.
Child care is workforce infrastructure.
Governor Haley, reaction to that, please.
As the only person who's leading an energy state, could I answer the energy question?
No, Governor Haley.
Stewart, can we get back to the question?
No, we cannot. Governor DeSantis, I'm going straight.
On this stage that has a career.
We will have to cut your mic, and I don't want to do that. I don't.
His entire debate performance was getting shouted down and told to shut up. Hey, we'll get back to you in a minute. Shut up, Doug. Where are you from anyway, Doug? All right, quit. So there was kind of something a little bit bigger happening today. The Biden impeachment inquiry began. And before we even dig into all this, we got all kinds of stuff from today, from AOC and everyone else. Before we dig into any of this, let's do understand, yes, Joe Biden's not going to be removed from office. It's not going to happen. The Senate is the one who votes to remove. Remember, the House votes to impeach. Impeachment is not removal. The Senate is the one who votes after the impeachment whether or not they remove him. So whether or not the House impeaches him, I don't know. He's not going to be removed from office. Set that aside. All right. Even if he could be, we don't want it. Then you end up with Dome. Do you want Dome? Do you want Dome? No, you don't. No, you're Chris. Come, why don't you grow up, Chris? Why don't you grow? Anyway, you don't want Dome. So, okay. Why does this matter? It doesn't matter because of Republicans. Republicans are useless. It doesn't matter because of the presidential election. Although I guess if Joe Biden is the nominee, if I'm wrong, if he doesn't resign, it'll help us hurt him, so that'll help. It doesn't matter for any of those reasons. It matters for Norm and Norma. Norm and Norma, what they're doing something right now. They think they're helping the country, but they're actually holding the country back from where it needs to go. Allow me to explain. If we're on a boat, all right, we're on a gigantic boat, and this gigantic boat has a bunch of life rafts on the side of the boat. You with me? Okay, so we're in the big boat, and then there are a bunch of life rafts on the side of the boat. And let's say we get this terrible, terrible storm, and the storm has waves coming over the side. It's very, very, very scary. Ship ends up damaged, but about halfway through the storm, we see that the lifeboats have filled up with water and they're causing the big boat to list, to kind of roll over. We're going to sink. The best thing in the world we can do in that moment is the thing that scares us the most. The best thing we can do is cut the lifeboats loose. We can't dump them. We must cut them loose. But that's such a scary thing to do, right? If I cut the lifeboats loose, Jesse, it might kill me. If the big boat sinks and I don't have a lifeboat at all, I'm dead. But if you don't cut the lifeboats loose, you're going to die. That's what Normie Norm is doing to America right now. He doesn't want to cut the lifeboats loose. He doesn't want to seek out actual solutions, real solutions that are hard to take and hard to hear. He doesn't want to do that because that's so scary. And if we do that, then it sounds like America's kind of over. And that makes me uncomfortable. I don't know. I got to watch a ball game tonight. Norm, with his unwillingness to accept the corruption and illegitimacy of the system is keeping the system going. The best thing we can do, the best thing that can happen to the United States of America right now is each and every citizen in this country will look at this entire government and the media and the education system. They will look at all of them as being illegitimate and corrupt. That may sound opposite, right? That may sound upside down. That sounds like you don't have a country at all. But Jesse, if everyone just thinks the government's illegitimate, then America goes away. America's already gone away. Acting like it hasn't gone away is what's killing us. We need the American people, we need Norm and Norma to know what you already know. This government is a late stage corrupt republic. They have all sold you out. None of them care about anything you care about at all. They are all pillaging your taxpayer money. They're pillaging the treasury and enriching themselves. And until we acknowledge that, and until we acknowledge the gigantic, drastic changes that need to come because of that, then all the rest of this is just moving around the deck chairs on the Titanic. We need Norm to wake up. Having a gigantic impeachment inquiry, which will be played. I realize the media is going to be biased and they're going to not cover it or they're going to cover it a certain way. But to bring an impeachment inquiry with all of Joe Biden's crimes into Normie Norm's home so Norm can finally see that Joe Biden, it's not that he's a little wayward or just a Democrat or a little left. Joe Biden is compromised and all the people around him are compromised and your government, my government, is made up. It's completely occupied by people who have sold us out either to foreign or domestic enemies. Until we get Norm and Norma to wake up, we can't come back. This impeachment inquiry is going to help in that. I know you're already helping in small ways around friend and family gatherings. An impeachment inquiry where it's all laid out is going to help a great deal. It is valuable. And we will lay some of what happened today out in just a moment. Before we do that, let's talk about health. Let's talk about life. We are living things, are we not? You are, I am, skin, flesh, bone. And because we are living, breathing things, we need nutrition. We do. We have to have probiotics, vitamins, and minerals. We need nutrition. If we don't get these things, I was reading a story yesterday about a guy who wasn't getting the proper nutrition. His freaking hair fell out. How wild is that? Your dog needs nutrition just like you do. That dog is a living thing just like you are. And we kid ourselves that our dogs are getting nutrition from dog food. There is no nutrition in dog food. It is all dead. They kill everything when they're making it. The only way to get your puppy the nutrition it needs is with Rough Greens, the natural nutritional supplement you pour on your dog's food. Your dog will love it, and your dog will live longer and healthier. Get a free Jumpstart trial bag today. 833-33-MY-DOG or roughgreens.com/Jesse.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. I'm a bit overwhelmed by everything we have to get to tonight, so let's talk about Bigfoot. What's up, Jess? After hearing Ken's Bigfoot story, it's making me start to think that Pennsylvania has the stupidest people in the country. Between Bigfoot and them voting for that old Fetterman, it seems like they deserve what they get. You're right about people. Okay, one, Pennsylvania is full of amazing people. Amazing people. Yeah, they might be outnumbered by the nutjob commies, but Pennsylvania is full of amazing people too. I thought Ken's Bigfoot story from last night sounded legitimate. Am I the only one that's defending Ken? Why does Ken not have any defenders? I shouldn't say only one. We did have a bunch of people email in with their Bigfoot stories, and I expected nothing less. Nothing less whatsoever. All right, let's do this before we get to the impeachment stuff. Speaking of the giving them a soft landing, Jesse, I watched a very moving clip from Senator Katie Britt, she's from Alabama, of the horrors occurring at the border. She listed the awful events and said Joe Biden needs to have the courage to act. She doesn't get it. It's not a mistake. It's a lack of courage. It is intentional. our reps don't seem to grasp this concept. Why do so many think these tragedies are anything other than intentional? Well, look, I don't know Katie Britt or any of them, but I know that these people, look, you've heard me rant about it endlessly. Biden's failures at the border. They're all norms. They're all Norma. That's how Norm and Norma talk, too. Ah, he's screwing up. I'm sure he doesn't mean to. I'm sure, look, Norm, it's hard for him to understand that he lives in a country where the people who lead it hate it. That's such a reality that is foreign to him that he can't bring himself to step into it. And that's what you hear and see so much from Norm and Norma. He wants to imagine Joe Biden is, you know, inept, dumb, wrong, a little misguided. It means something else entirely when he accepts that Joe Biden's actually a cadaver who's run by America-hating communists who are doing every single thing they can possibly do to burn the country to ash. That is so far for Norm and Norma, he can't accept it. Speaking of Joe Biden, I'm going to let him go, probably. No promises there. But Jim Jordan did a pretty good job today laying out the crime.
This is a tale as old as time. Politician takes action that makes money for his family, and then he tries to conceal it. Hunter Biden gets put on the board of Burisma, gets paid a lot of money. Hunter Biden's not qualified, fact number two, to sit on the board. Not my words, his words. He said he got on the board because of the brand, because of the name. Fact number three, the executives at Burisma ask Hunter Biden to weigh in and help them with the pressure they are under from the prosecutor in Ukraine. Fact number four, Joe Biden goes to Ukraine on December 9th, 2015, gives the speech attacking the prosecutor that starts the process of getting that guy fired. Those facts, by the way, are consistent with what the confidential...
Let's stop. I shouldn't be doing this, but I am. I'm going to cut in. Which speech? It would be this speech, the one where Joe Biden admits on camera that he got the prosecutor fired. You should know the prosecutor was fired after this. In fact, Hunter Biden sent a memo or signed a memo that was sent to the next prosecutor asking that prosecutor to drop his investigation into Hunter Biden's business, and that prosecutor obliged.
Press conference said, no, I said, I'm not going to, or we're not going to give you $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a.
Yeah. Back to what Jim Jordan said.
This is a tale as old.
Forwarded. I'm still getting the hang of this fast forward button, but I think I'm nailing
what
it.
What the confidential.
Wait, hold on, Chris. It's fine. There's a little overlap.
This is a tale as old as time.
Oh, no. That's Chris. Hold on. I'm figuring it out.
Fact number
Chris,
three.
If you would fix
the executive,
this.
This is a tale as old as time.
Hold on. What? Can we get a better fast forward button? This one's
with
broken.
With what the confidential human source told the FBI, and the FBI recorded in the 1023 form, the same form that the Justice Department didn't want to let this committee see. And all those facts, all of that was further confirmed yesterday with the information that the Ways and Means Committee released from the whistleblowers Shapley and Ziegler. When the pressure is taken off, the case is dropped against Olechevsky. This is the second prosecutor. Joe Biden fired the first one. The second prosecutor comes in, drops the charges. That's exactly what they wanted done. And the final step is the Biden Justice Department tries to sweep it all under the rug. They slow walk the investigation. They let the statute of limitations lapse for the most important years, 14 and 15, the Burisma years when all that income's coming in. They try to put together this sweetheart deal and get it past the judge. And we learned yesterday, examining Hunter Biden's electronic communications, they weren't allowed to ask about political figure one. Political figure number one is the big guy, is Joe Biden. And they would have gotten away with it all. They would have gotten away with it all except for two brave whistleblowers who sat in those seats 2 months ago and told their story.
They would have gotten away with it all. And that brings me, as we go into all this, we're going to get into Comer and what AOC had to say and some more emails and stuff like that. That brings me to something that you're going to make fun of me for. I can't help it. Every now and then, I go from being a total jerk all the time to saying something that's nice. And every time I do or say something that's nice, I hate myself for it. And so I'm about to say something that's nice, and I'm already disgusted with me. Before I get to it, before I say something nice, and I open myself up for your criticisms and mocking, which I know is coming, let's switch you to Pure Talk, please. Let's get you out of that Verizon phone or AT&T phone or Pure Talk phone. Well, I take that back. That's probably not the way to put it. You know you can keep your phone when you switch to Pure Talk, right? I kept my phone. In fact, I kept my phone number. You keep all that stuff when you switch to Pure Talk if you want, or you can get new ones. But when you switch to Pure Talk, you will finally stop funding a cell phone company who freaking hates you. All this Black Lives Matter stuff in the news.
If somebody decides to loot a Gucci or a Macy's or a Nike, because that makes sure that that person eats. That makes sure that that person has clothes. That's reparations.
You happy about funding that? Go look up Verizon and Black Lives Matter and tell me if you're happy about funding that. Or you could switch to Pure Talk. Go look them up. They managed to not make that donation. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. It takes 10 minutes on the phone to switch. It's nothing. It's cake. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk, my cell phone company. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Getting ready to say something nice as we continue on with all the debate stuff and emails and everything else. Remember, email me your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Email that to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. There's a story out today. All kinds of news outlets are running with it. That Hunter Biden expected all the stuff to go away once his dad became president. We know this from documents that got released. And I'm about to say something, and you're going to make fun of me for it, and that's okay. But I have moments where I have a heart. These are very rare moments. Very, very rare moments. So don't get used to it. It's not something that's going to happen often. But I have moments where I feel bad for people that I probably shouldn't feel bad for. Here's one. Here, you want a great one? This will be sure to get us in all kinds of trouble. You know a great one? You remember that guy from the Waffen SS that Canada just brought in, and they gave an applause to the freaking SS member, to the Nazi, and then they look, what, Chris? What? No, Chris, let me explain. Chris said, do you feel bad for him? No, let me explain. So he gets a standing ovation in Canada's parliament, and they're all embarrassed that they just gave this standing ovation to the Nazi guy, and they're Trudeau had to get up and apologize for it, and now everyone's killing him for it. But I had a thought, and I don't know that there's any merit to this, but I had a thought. Do we have any idea what this guy did in the Waffen-SS? Or is it, see, Chris, right? I mean, do we know? Was this guy conscripted? Did he clean the toilets for 2 weeks? And now he's stuck as some card-carrying Jew-hating Nazi that committed the Holocaust, right? We don't know, right? We don't know. Do we know? Maybe someone does. I don't know what he did. Anyway, it was a random thought. I thought to myself, man, that would suck if the guy kind of stumbled into the whole thing and now everyone thinks he's some Jew-hating murderous piece of trash the rest of his life. I think on occasion, I have a soft spot for Hunter Biden. There, I said it, okay? I have a soft spot for Hunter Biden. And allow me to explain why. Hunter Biden, one, is obviously a drug addict. And I have always had a soft spot in my heart for people who struggle with the various kinds of addiction. And there are a million kinds of addiction, right? Drugs and alcohol. People get addicted to working out, right? But people get, I have a soft spot for people who struggle with addiction. So automatically, that kind of tugs at me. That's one. Two, I had a chance to sit down one time and talk with Miranda Devine. You know who Miranda is? She's an amazing reporter. I believe she's a columnist for the New York Post, but she's an incredible reporter. And Miranda and I, she's done all kinds of reporting on Hunter Biden. And we were talking about Hunter Biden's background and the Biden family. And a lot of this is stuff I've shared with you. But you find out about Hunter Biden's childhood with his monstrous piece of trash father. And Joe Biden was always a piece of trash. As I brought up before, you can go look up this picture right now. In fact, let me see if I can do it so I can do it. I'll do this live with you, this very professional on the air. Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden, hold on, Hunter Biden hospital picture. hospital picture. Let's see if that works. Chris, this is very professional. We're doing this live. Joe Biden, Hunter Biden. Yep, there it is. Perfect. It actually worked out great. Go look up right now on the internet, if you're not driving, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden picture. Chris is laughing because he's a terrible person. What you're going to see is a picture of Joe Biden. He has his hand on a Bible. His left hand's on a Bible. His right hand is being held up. He's very obviously being sworn into something. That's Joe Biden being sworn into Congress. And then you notice on the right-hand side, you'll notice that there's a little boy. He's laid on his side in a hospital bed. He very clearly has a broken leg that's in a cast that's being elevated. So if you think about this at all, and we know this now for a fact, somebody took a little boy who had just been in a car wreck and broke his leg, and they made him put on a suit and try to pose with his shattered body for a picture? That's what Joe Biden made his son do when he was being sworn into Congress. His little boy is laying there broken in a hospital bed, and Joe Biden made him put on his suit and tie because it would make Joe Biden look better as he was getting sworn into Congress. I have a soft spot for Hunter Biden because Hunter Biden's father is a freaking monster. Joe Biden is a monster. Do I need to bring up the Ashley Biden diary that she backed it up on camera? Be courtesy of Project Veritas, we know it's her diary now. On camera, she said it's her diary. The diary where she talks about her father hurting her in ways that I'm not going to go into as a child. Joe Biden, he's more than just a dementia-ridden Democrat who passes left-wing policies you don't like. Joe Biden is a bad person, a really, really bad person. And that's Hunter Biden's dad. And we got this news today about Hunter Biden. According to documents we have, he thought all this stuff would go away once he became president. And it made me sympathize because that's how Hunter Biden's entire life has been. His entire life, he's been a political prop for his father. He's been someone his father can send here or there. Here, go collect this bribe money and go do that. Of course, he falls into drugs. Anyone can fall into drugs. Kids from wonderful homes fall into drugs. Maybe you've fallen into drugs. But kids from messed up homes, they generally fall into drugs. He falls into drugs. He ends up with this lifestyle that's horrible. It's all drugs and ladies of the night. It's an ugly life. And here you are, you're 60. When I picture a 60-year-old man, maybe I'm tainted. I picture a grandpa. Maybe at his kids' t-ball games, sharing some wisdom still with his son, his grandsons. Maybe someone who's retired or thinking about retiring 5-10 years, if he's able to. Not that anyone can retire in this. That's what I picture when I picture a 60-year-old. Hunter Biden's closing in on 60. He's a cracked-out disaster who had an affair with his dead brother's wife. He's on drugs, and he likes prostitutes, and he's probably going to federal prison for crimes. I view Hunter Biden as a sympathetic figure. Joe Biden's the monster here. There. Blast away. Chris, and did that sound soft and pathetic? Be honest. Did it sound something? Michael didn't think it did. Did it, Chris? A little soft, but you get where I'm coming from. Okay, that's it. That's all. I understand it. They're going to try to defend this today and throughout this process. Here was AOC doing her level best to defend it. There is no defense. Keep in mind, when you hear what you're about to hear, there is no defending what they did, what the Bidens have done. So they're going to act as if just because we don't have Joe Biden on camera accepting a suitcase full of cash from a Chinese Communist Party member, they don't have
it. Mr. Turley, I have a simple question for you. In your testimony today, are you presenting any firsthand witness account of crimes committed by the President of the United States?
No, I'm not.
No, you are not. Ms. O'Connor, you are the second Republican witness here today. Have you, in your testimony, presented any firsthand witness account of crimes committed by the President of the United States?
I have not.
Thank you. Now, Mr. Dubinsky, as the third and final Republican witness, in this hearing, have you, in your testimony, presented any firsthand witness account of crimes committed by the President of the United States?
I have not.
And Professor Gerhardt, given that you are the minority witness, I assume the same, correct?
I am not a fact witness, correct.
Thank you.
Yeah. They're going to do this the whole time. It won't work. This whole thing needs to be laid out for America, and I'm glad they're doing it. All right, I have one more from that. Then we're moving on to other things. We have other things. I want to get to something I teased last night about Americans. Why are they moving away from the Electoral College? There's actually something, there's a big lesson in that for all of us. And in fact, we're going to get to that after some emails in a second. But I want to tell you about my meat first. You see, my meat, it's better than yours. Because my meat, I don't get it at the grocery store. My grocery store, we just had another story about our big, we have two big grocery stores here in Texas, both of them owned by these gigantic garbage corporations. I'm not even going to go into all the details, paying for abortions, pride, it's horrible. I get my meat from Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers, they deliver my meat to me, to my front door. I go subscribe to a box. At goodranchers.com, you'll see different boxes depending on what your meat needs are. I subscribe to a box, and now my meat, American meat, the best quality, is delivered to my front door. I use the code Jesse, so I get $25 off and $480 worth of free ground beef in your first 2 years. You get 2 years worth of free ground beef when you go sign up. Stop buying your meat at your garbage grocery store. Get better meat delivered to your home. My meat. GoodRanchers.com. Promo code Jesse. American meat. Delivered.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry. We still have more than an hour here on the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm going to get to this Americans in the popular vote and why this is a great lesson for all of us here in just a minute. I do want to make sure Comer, I want to make sure I play him for today. The Biden family connection to Mr. Jonathan Lee. Jonathan Lee, he's a Chi-Com. That's what he is. Jonathan Lee is also the man. Remember we've been talking about in the news, someone wired Hunter Biden 250 G's and Hunter Biden listed Joe's address as the beneficiary. That's Jonathan Lee. You're going to need to remember that name for this whole thing. Here was Comer today laying all this out.
During Devin Archer's interview with the Oversight Committee, he explained how Vice President Biden developed a relationship with Jonathan Lee. Vice President Biden had coffee with Jonathan Lee in Beijing. He talked with him on the phone and even wrote a college recommendation letter for Mr. Lee's children. Hunter Biden even met with Jonathan Lee after flying on Air Force Two to Beijing with Joe Biden. The Beijing Bidens cultivated a relationship with Jonathan Lee and other Chinese nationals for one reason and one reason only, to access their wealth. As we all know, the Bidens had nothing to sell except the brand, which was Joe Biden. Hunter Biden sold.
I'm going to pause on this for a moment because this is something that is bothering me a lot. And little things oftentimes matter and they become big things. Remember, I was ranting about the lighting at the debate last night. It's a big thing. It is. It sounds little. It's big. Present your candidates in the best possible light. Don't have them all look old and haggard. The GOP impeachment stuff. Because the Bidens themselves have discussed the brand a lot, the GOP is using this line. They're selling the Biden brand. What were they selling? They were selling the Biden brand. Well, you can hear him right here. Hold on. He does it here.
Biden's cultivated a relationship with Jonathan Lee and other Chinese nationals for one reason and one reason only, to access their wealth. As we all know, the Bidens had nothing to sell except the brand.
That's dead wrong, and this is where it's missing a point, and this is a mistake, a huge mistake the GOP is making. The Biden brand had nothing to sell but the Biden brand. What you're doing, GOP, when you do that, when you say that, is you're informing the public that Joe Biden didn't actually do anything or sell anything. It was all just a brand. They make it sound as if Joe Biden was some kind of a snake oil salesman selling this illusional stuff that never really came to pass. But the Biden family did not take in north of $25 million in foreign money because he was selling a, quote, brand or the illusion of anything Joe Biden delivered on promises, or he wouldn't be worth $25 million. He was selling a lot more than a brand. But once again, GOP, when you undersell it and use language like that, again, language leads to mindset, mindset leads to performance. When you use language like that, you convince Norm and Normie that Biden's, that they were just kind of running a trickery operation. Hey, Hunter, let's get with this Chinese dude. He's got a lot of money. And what we'll do is we'll act like we're going to give him something, but then we won't really give it to him, but then he'll bribe us, and then it'll work out because we're just selling the brand. Right, guys? No. Joe Biden most definitely used his position as senator, vice president, probably now as president, to deliver promises for people who paid him. Tell me what the delivering
was.
Which
was Joe Biden. Hunter Biden sold the brand well, making the Biden family millions from China and elsewhere. While Joe Biden was vice president, Hunter Biden became an investor in a Chinese investment fund with Jonathan Lee and owned a percentage of BHR Partners through one of his many LLCs. This was a political problem for his dad, the big guy, who was running for president. In October 2019, 2 months after the Beijing wires, Hunter Biden's lawyer claimed he served only as a member of the board of directors in an unpaid position. This was Hunter Biden's lawyer. So he was in an unpaid position. Abby Lowell now claims the money is a documented loan from a private individual. Now, these wire statements are very concerning, and the Biden's defenders' justification for the money isn't consistent with what we know.
My son has not made money in terms of this thing about, what are you talking about, China.
Yeah. Joe Biden's guilty, and he was selling a whole lot more than a brand. So let's stop saying that. Start laying out for the American people the policy positions Joe Biden took that in any way enriched the people who were sending him millions of dollars. We, the American people, deserve to know what of our assets Joe Biden gave away in order to enrich himself. I'm going to give away something to you. I'm going to give away an incredible deal on my pillow sheets, the Percale sheets. Now, maybe you're tempted right now to email in and say, Jesse, it's Percale. You're saying it wrong. But here's what you don't understand. It doesn't matter how you say it. It matters how they feel. These are the greatest sheets ever. And the queen size set is normally $89.98. And right now they're $35. Who cares how you say it? Just get a couple sets and wrap yourself in these things. I may just start walking around during the day with my pillow Percale sheets draped over my shoulder, like I'm some kind of brave hunter with a leopard, only instead of a leopard, this will be Percale sheets. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special square and get some. And use the promo code Jesse while you do it. MyPillow.com, radio listener special square, promo code Jesse, or you can call them 800-845-0544. Go get some Percale sheets. I do kind of want one of those leopard things that you drape like a leopard itself. Do you think, like, everyone's seen that, like a great hunter coming back with a leopard or a lion or something over his shoulders? You don't think they sell those, right? You don't think there's a chance they sell those somewhere? What, Chris? If you're going to have it, you have to kill it. Well, why do I have to kill it? If someone else kills it and brings it to me, then what I can do, I can pretend like I killed it and take credit for his work and then walk around and all the chicks would be like, wow, look at that hunter. My goodness, he's so brave and strong. What, Chris? Just a little helpful tidbit from me to you, the Shogun. I'm sorry. I still can't stop laughing about poor Doug Burgum.
We have all these questions. We're going to get to you. We're going to come back to you. There's a lot of time.
Childcare. Nobody answered the question.
Sir, we will get you some questions, but you're going to have to let us move on. We are going to the board.
I love that. That's my favorite part, too. We'll get you some questions. Like he's some kid begging for dinner. Can I please have another slice of pizza? Look, we're going to get you some pizza, sweetie. You just have to calm down and sit down over there. Just shut up.
We have all these questions.
We're going to get to you. We're going to come back to you. No, there's a lot of time.
Child care. Nobody answered the question.
Sir, we will, child get, care we will is, get you some questions, but you're going to have to let us move on. We are going to the border next.
Child care is workforce infrastructure.
Governor Haley, reaction to that, please.
Who's leading an energy state? Could I answer the energy question?
No, Governor Haley.
No. Stuart, can we get back to the question?
No, we cannot. Governor DeSantis, I'm going straight.
On this stage, sir,
we will have to cut your mic, and I don't want to do that. I don't.
He even got threatened with the mic cut. All right, focus. We got an hour left. It's time.
But my focus is just stay focused.
Why do the Americans love the popular vote when that's a really stupid idea? Let's talk about that next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.